you wondering how to text girls? Are you overwhelmed by the unwritten rules of texting? Now, it's true, there are certain rules to keep in mind if you want to hook a special lady in. It might take some practice, and I mean, practice makes perfect, right? But once you know them, you'll experience more success with the ladies that you are texting. And in today's video, I'm going to teach you 8 rules that you should be keeping in mind for the next time when you are texting a girl. Like and subscribe and stay tuned. Rule 1. Introduce yourself. Last night you were at a party and this morning you've woken up with the number of a girl that you liked. It's a great morning. Now you do have to craft a message to her that's going to impress her. And it's going to be overwhelming, I get it. But luckily, it really doesn't have to be. The first message needs to be simple, to the point, and provide the girl with all the information she needs. So, starting with your name. It's something we might forget to put in our first text with the pre-conversation nerves flowing around. In that first text, make sure you let the girl know who you are. Say something like, "Hi Jane, it's Jack here from the party last night. It was lovely to meet you. Did you have fun?" So she now knows where she met you and what your name is, and well, you're off to a great start. Rule 2, keep your messages light and casual at first. The first few messages to a girl you should like should be light and casual. You don't want to go straight into discussing the state of the world or flirting. You want to ask her more general questions that keep the conversation going, like what she does in her spare time or how her day was. Make sure to still keep things interesting because you want her to keep messaging you. So do this by talking about something amazing that happened in your day or things that you have coming up. And after, say, a week or a half, you can start asking deeper questions and flirt a little through text. If the thought of asking questions over text message actually scares you, don't worry. We have many videos that we have covered on the channel to help you identify the best questions to ask at the right time. Those that are very deep, they have an open-ended structure so the girl doesn't get bored, but also it keeps you interesting and kind of builds up that flirting energy too. So be sure to check that video next. Rule number 3, check your grammar and your spelling. Sadly, text language is no longer cool. Girls prefer it when guys send messages that have good grammar and good spelling. So before you send a message, make sure you spend a few moments looking over the text to check for any mistakes. Make sure to enable autocorrect on your phones as well, gentlemen. It will help you avoid as many mistakes as possible. Rule number 4, text her at normal times. You might be up late at night playing Halo and the clocks tick over to 2 a.m. and suddenly you have the urge to text her. Well, don't. Wait for a more reasonable time. If you text her at this time, she probably isn't going to get it or reply until the morning. And she will then see the time you sent the text and think, "Oh, what was he doing up at that time?" Innocently, you were playing video games, but she might think you were out with another girl. So texting a girl late at night makes it look like a booty call, which is not what you want to do. You want a lady to feel like she is the only lady that you like. She could also be working early the next morning. You could wake her up with your text, which is not a good look. So try and stick to normal hours. Although girls do, of course, love staying up late texting a guy that they like, but make sure that's her decision and not yours. Reply to her messages within a good amount of time. This is a bit of a funny one, gents. Basically, it's rude to text a lady back too late, but it also looks desperate if you text her back too quickly. There are a whole set of rules just for texting a girl back in a good amount of time. If you are both having a full-on conversation about something important, you should text her back straight away. That kind of conversation is like having a chat face to face. If you are only casually texting, you should wait probably 15 to 20 minutes to reply. Otherwise, it looks like you are waiting around for her messages with no life of your own. And if you are going away, you won't have cell service, so it's important to let her know so that she doesn't think you are ignoring her. And don't wait more than 30 minutes to reply to her unless you are working. Before you start working, you can message her and just tell her, "Hey, I'm working until this time." Told you, it was a funny one. Be respectful. A girl does not want to text a guy who is not being respectful to her. Unfortunately, some guys think that because texting is not face-to-face, it's okay to say rude things. Well, gents, I know that you are all a lot better than that. And for sure, it will never land you a girl. In fact, it's going to make any girl run millions of miles in the opposite direction. So to make sure that you are always respectful of the lady that you like, you should not drink in text. When we drink, sometimes we say or text things that we regret, especially in the beginning stage. It's important not to say anything that might come across as disrespectful. Start flirting. Sometimes flirting starts naturally after texting a girl for a while, but other times you do need to force it to happen. If you never initiate flirting, you will be stuck in the friend zone. She might just move you there. So you want to make sure that there is flirting after the right amount of time. Start with some sweet flirting, not sexual. Things like teasing her about the movie she watches or that she's flirting with you when really you are flirting with her. And she will flirt back if she likes you. You will both start to become more comfortable around each other and build trust, which will eventually lead to sexual flirting naturally. If you start with the sexy flirting, she will think that you are only messaging her for sex. You don't want that, so start with sweet, sharp flirting and work your way up to those sexy messages eventually. So this means not sending her unsolicited images, and you know exactly what type of images I'm referring to, but also being very mindful of the type of jokes you are sending to her. If you come across a little bit too sexual or use suggestive emojis, it can be slightly disrespectful, as if you are only after one thing. Set up a date. You have put in all of the groundwork, starting with light and casual conversation and working your way up to flirting. Now, unless you want a relationship that only exists over time, it's time to arrange a date. You need to be confident and step up the mark if she doesn't beat you to it. You won't know unless you try, so wait until you are having a full-on conversation. Maybe you are texting back and forth about your evening plans. You can casually drop in something like, "Hey, should we go for a date sometime?" Wait for her reply, and if she says yes, arrange the date so that it's not a question left hanging over you both. Make sure you both agree on where the date will be, the date and the time. And before texting her to ask if she wants to go on a date, have a few ideas up your sleeve to suggest. She will be flattered that you've asked her, and she will most likely run to her friends and say, "He finally asked me out." Texting is a great way to start a relationship. You really get to know each other, and there is nothing more exciting than receiving a text from the person you like. There are rules to follow to make sure that your texting is successful, but once you learn them, you will have so much more success with the ladies or that one special lady. I hope you have enjoyed our 8 rules, and make sure you keep these in mind when texting a girl. If you think I missed something from today's video, let me know down in the comments. Give me a huge thumbs up and consider subscribing to make my day. But if you want to get your name rolling up next to my face like these amazing people's names here, then all you have to do is click the link in the description bar below to find out a little bit more. Have an amazing day. See you soon.